My name is Dana Schaffman. I am the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. The time is questionable. We used to bring to you the Daily Complaint at 8:30 a.m. West Coast and 11:30 a.m. East Coast. However, we are live now, which means we are bringing to you the Daily Complaint at 10 a.m. today, which is 10 a.m. on the West Coast, which is 1 p.m. on the East Coast. If you've heard us before this show, if this is not your first show, if you've listened to any of our shows in the past couple days, you've noticed that we have broken our tradition of bringing the Daily Complaint to you at 8:30 a.m. West Coast, 11:30 a.m. East Coast, to try out a new schedule, which is 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. So we're going to try that out and see how that works. It seems to be working better because it seems that we're actually gathering more live listeners than we have in the past. So that's the goal, is to not only make it more convenient for those of you who want to listen live, but it's to give ourselves a little breathing room with regard to having to put on the show at 8:30 in the morning, meaning we've got to be in here by about 7:45 to make that happen. So, welcome to those of you who are listening and joining us for the first time. Such a warm welcome to you, because you truly have to take that first step in order to get the solutions you're seeking. So we commend you, those of you who are listening for the first time, for actually taking that first step to knowing your rights and asserting your rights. For those of you who are listening for the second, third, fourth, tenth time, a huge and warm welcome to you as well, because not only have you taken that first critical step, but you have made a commitment to taking the remaining steps to knowing your rights and asserting your rights. So that's what we're doing here today, folks. Let me back up and reintroduce myself. Like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I will be, for the entire show, this show, and every show thereafter indefinitely, your host, as I like to say, your cruise director for the Daily Complaint. By the way, I did check. This is our 277th show. Woohoo! That's a lot of shows under our belt. So we're very blessed to be able to come to you every weekday, time not specific, and bring to you the Daily Complaint. Like I said, I'm the managing member, just a fancy way of saying I own End Consulting. Why is that important? Well, it's only important for one reason. Because End Consulting is what brings to you the Daily Complaint. That's all and the only reason why it's important. However, I think it's important for you to understand our motivation behind bringing you the Daily Complaint. Why, you might ask, hostess, cruise director Dana, why is it that you guys spend a half hour of your very valuable time in helping consumers? We don't get paid to do the show. We just do it out of sheer passion and determination to help homeowners. Why is it that we do that? Well, The reason is twofold. The first reason is it was created out of my own sheer frustration in dealing with homeowners that were not well-versed or didn't even know where to begin on knowing their rights and asserting their rights. So we felt an obligation to put something out there in the wide web world, shall we say, so that those of you consumers that were struggling with your personal debt understood that you always have options. Okay, so that was the first thing. The second reason is, not only do we want you to understand that you have options, but we want to help remove some of the hopelessness to provide you with hope, to provide you with some optimism, to provide you with an understanding that you have consumer rights. It's just a matter of knowing them and understanding how to appropriately assert them with different regulatory agencies and without a doubt in writing and outside of whomever the violating party is, whether it's a traditional bank or lender, those would be your banks, Bank of America, HSBC, Chase, Wells Fargo, GMAC, which I don't even think exists anymore. I think it's Ally. So more traditional side banks. Or maybe it's because you're having issues with a mortgage servicer, which is a much more gray entity, shall we say. It's hard to kind of put your finger on it. I would say the majority of them I would classify as debt collectors, okay? So you can already see when you have a debt collector handling your mortgage, it's a recipe for disaster. Why? Because traditionally debt collectors are there to not only collect the money owed, but to collect money above and beyond what's owed. However, and we're going to look at it here in just a minute or so, that's illegal. You're not allowed to collect more than is what is owed, okay? And that's by way of the FTC, or Federal Trade Commission, through the FDCPA, the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. So we're going to go there and hear a little bit about that today. And then we're going to jump over to the CFPB's website, which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Okay? And at the CFPB's website, which happens to be consumerfinance.gov, by the way, I don't know if I told you, the FTC's website is ftc.gov. They make it pretty easy. So the CFPB's website is consumerfinance.gov. We're going to look there at rules that were put in place to establish stronger protections for struggling borrowers and those that are not struggling. So we're going to look extensively at that as well. Okay? We generally read from these two websites almost every day. So a good understanding of what the FTC does, which they're the nation's consumer protection agency, and what the CFPB does, and I'll tell you all the areas in a second when we get there that they cover, you're going to see a lot of your consumer rights can be covered in those two arenas. However, we're not going to stop there today. The complaint that we have today was posted from a woman by the name of Teresa Beal. It was posted on July 24th. So what, we're talking a little over 2 weeks ago, or rounding the corner to 3 weeks ago, and she's having issues with SLS with regard to submitting a request for mortgage assistance and getting mortgage help. Okay? So we're going to answer her complaint today. We're going to provide a pathway for success for her. We're going to inject some hope and optimism into her life and yours if you're having the same issue. And we're going to provide solutions, immediate solutions as to what you can do to stop the madness, okay? So, if for some reason we're covering something and you need more information, or you want to speak to me or any of our staff directly, or if you want the resources that we've posted and for some reason you can't find them, or you want to locate them, all you have to do is visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. We have made it that easy for you folks where you can listen live through thedailycomplaint.com. You can listen later at your leisure, which many of you do and we're very grateful for, at thedailycomplaint.com. You can access our Twitter and Facebook pages at thedailycomplaint.com. You can access our end consulting website at thedailycomplaint.com. And most importantly, if you have an immediate need, you can contact me directly. We do not charge to talk to you. I can't tell you how many people I speak to for a half hour, an hour, 2 hours, how many people I actually send information to, and no money ever changes hands because we're not that kind of organization. We're not that kind of people. You know, if we can help you by telling you where to go, we're going to do so. If we have to do the work, that's where it becomes a different set of rules, okay? So, if you need help, if you want us to cover your complaint on the Daily Complaint, all you have to do is contact us. It's that easy. I promise you, it's that easy. You don't even have to tell us your name. You can contact us through our website and say it's anonymous. And a link to that is on thedailycomplaint.com. When, because I'm going to assume most of you are either there or going there. When you're on thedailycomplaint.com, which is our show page, on the top right, you're going to see a little blue round circle for Twitter. That's our Twitter feed. A little blue circle for Facebook. That's our Facebook feed. And to the left of that is a little black circle, and that's our website. You can click on that little black circle, go to our website, and actually post a message through our Contact Us page. And you don't even have to put in a good email. You just put in whatever you want. We don't know. Nobody cares. So, and you can say, I made up an email, so don't email me back. I just want you to cover on the show. Or you can get a non-specific Gmail. It could be littleredridinghood@gmail.com. I don't care. And then what we will do is email you back when we cover your show and send you a link. And therefore, you get firsthand information as to how to tackle your issue. Now, like I said, you can call us. We'll do the same thing that way. You don't have to tell me anything about yourself. You can make up a fake name. I don't care. That's not our concern. Our concern is to help you. That's our concern. Okay, so in doing so, let's give Teresa the floor. Her complaint is very short, but I think it's very representative of many of the people that are going through this process. And in fact, I believe still 2/3 of the people that request mortgage assistance are denied in some way, shape, or form. Okay? So, it's still an issue. It's so much so an issue that the Special Inspector General of the Troubled Asset Relief Program, otherwise known as SIGTARP, her name's Christy Romero, explained just about 2 weeks ago, right around the time that this complaint was posted, why or that borrowers are not getting the solutions they're seeking through mortgage assistance. So, again, it's a big problem. We know it's a big problem. There are solutions out there. You do not have to suffer in silence. And there is a multitude of options that exist. You just have to know your rights in order to assert them. Okay? So, what does Teresa have to say? Like I said, her complaint is against SLS, otherwise known as Specialized Loan Servicing. They're a glorified debt collector. Her complaint is titled Foreclosure, which should say it all. And her complaint is literally 3 lines long. Here it goes. Teresa states, I've been sending paperwork to SLS for the past 2 years, trying to modify my home mortgage, and each time they say I need to send more paperwork. So I do. Now they are saying that my home is in foreclosure and are auctioning my home off. What happened to all my paperwork? And they never contacted me about the missing paperwork. And every time I called them, it was the same story. We need more paperwork. I just want to save my home. What do I do? Okay? That's an excellent complaint. So, if you don't know your rights, that's where you start. You got to figure out what your rights are. Then you got to figure out who oversees those rights. And then you've got to figure out how to address them with whom. Okay? So, we're going to first take debt collection as a topic. And let's hear a little bit about dealing with debt collectors, because at this point SLS is collecting money for somebody else. She's delinquent on her payments if they're proceeding with foreclosure, because they have to be at least 120 days past due. And so SLS in this case is acting as a debt collector. So here are your rights.
In uncertain times, what can you be sure about? The sun rises in the east. What goes up must come down. Night follows day. But here's something else. When it comes to dealing with debt collectors, federal law gives you rights. For example, debt collectors can't call before 8 in the morning or after 9 at night. Can't curse or insult you. Can't demand that you pay more than you owe. Can't lie about anything. They can't say that papers they send you are legal forms if they're not. Nor can they make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't call you at work if your employer doesn't allow it. You also have the right to stop debt collectors from calling you. How do you do that? You have to notify them in writing. Sending them a letter should stop the phone calls, but of course, doesn't wipe out your debt. There's helpful information about dealing with debt at ftc.gov/moneymatters, a website from the Federal Trade Commission. It explains the rules of behavior for debt collectors. Take a look. There are some that may surprise you. If your debts have gone into collection, remember that you have rights. Asserting your rights doesn't make your debt go away, but it does give you a voice. The more you know about how to manage your debt and deal with debt collectors, the better off you can be. After all, money matters. If you think that a debt collector has violated the law, report it. File your complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at ftc.gov/complaint. Your complaint gives law enforcement a lead to follow up on and may stop it from happening to someone else. The Federal Trade Commission is the nation's consumer protection agency. For more tips on credit and debt, visit ftc.gov/moneymatter.
Okay, so right there, just in 2 minutes flat, the FTC has provided you with education and a pathway to submit a complaint. Ding, ding. You've got complaint number one in the books. Okay? Next, we're going to look at the CFPB. Okay? So we were on FTC.gov. Obviously, they stated it a couple times in the video or audio. FTC.gov/moneymatters is where you can find all of that information. And FTC.gov/complaint, I believe, is where you can file a complaint. But truth be told, if you just go to FTC.gov, if you scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see a link that says submit a complaint. So that is the easiest way to get there, or file a complaint with the FTC is what it says. Now we're going to go over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or consumerfinance.gov. We're going to read some of the protections. Once we're done going through the protections, we are going to together outline for Teresa what she needs to do in order to submit a complaint. Now, we're going to go a couple steps further than these two websites, and we're going to explain some other options that exist. Okay? So, CFPB rules establish strong protections for homeowners facing foreclosure. We are at consumerfinance.gov, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's website. Okay? On the top left, it states it's an official website of the United States government. Okay? That alone should give it some credibility when dealing with mortgage servicers, lenders, debt collectors, so on and so forth. You're talking about rules that are in place through the federal government. Okay? So it has meaning. Through the CFPB's rules, new rules prevent servicer surprises and runarounds for mortgage borrowers. Doesn't matter if you're current or behind. In this case, Teresa is behind. So, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, issued rules to establish new strong protections for struggling, that would be Teresa, homeowners facing foreclosure. Ding, ding. The rules also protect mortgage borrowers from costly surprises and runarounds by their servicers. So, there are three sections of the protection, or the protections. The first one is strong protections for struggling borrowers. We're going to live in this section, okay? But I don't want to let go of an opportunity to educate you as a consumer on the other sections. One is no surprises and the other is no runarounds. Under no surprises, there are three rules. One, clear monthly mortgage statements. Servicers must, doesn't say have the option to, must provide regular statements which include the amount and due date of the next payment, a breakdown of the payments by principal, interest, fees, and escrow, and recent transaction activity. If your mortgage servicer or lender is not providing you with this, they are violating federal law. Two, early warning before interest rate adjusts. Servicers must provide a disclosure before the first time the interest rate adjusts for most adjustable rate mortgages. Okay? If they're not doing that, they're violating federal law. Last and most importantly, because this is probably the one that gets abused the most, options for avoiding force-placed or lender-placed insurance. Servicers typically must make sure borrowers maintain property insurance, and if the borrower does not, the servicer generally has the right to purchase it. The CFPB's rules ensure consumers will not be surprised by this insurance, which often can be more expensive than the insurance borrowers buy on their own. Also, let me add in, it generally doesn't include liability. It's generally just structural insurance to protect their property. So if somebody's on your property and they fall and they sue you, it's all you. You got no insurance, okay, if you have force-placed insurance. However, servicers must have a reasonable basis for concluding that the borrower lacks such insurance before purchasing a new policy. They have to notify you in advance to purchasing the policy to give you an opportunity to purchase your own policy or prove that you have it. And if the servicer buys the insurance but receives evidence that it was not needed, they must terminate it within 15 days and refund the premiums. Okay, so all of those protections are under no surprises. The next section is no runarounds. There are four rules under here. One, payments promptly credited, probably the most abused in this section, okay? Servicers must credit a consumer's account the date a payment is received, not the date it clears, not the date they decide they want to do it, the date it's received, period, okay? So, for example, like we did today, we sent one of our clients a prepaid United States Postal Service priority mailing label and asked for tracking notifications. So we know when it gets delivered, which means they have to post the payment on that day. If they don't, we have a basis for a complaint against them. Okay, so that's what that means. Number two, prompt response to requests for payoff balances. Servicers must generally provide a response to consumer requests for the payoff balances of their mortgage loans within 7 business days. Okay, so again, understand the rules. Rule number three, errors corrected and information provided quickly. Servicers must generally acknowledge receipt of written notices from consumers regarding errors or requesting information about their mortgage loans. They have 5 business days to confirm receipt. They have 30 days to correct the error and provide the information requested, conduct a reasonable investigation and inform the buyer where the error did not occur, or inform the buyer the information requested is unavailable. Okay. Last but not least, maintain accurate and accessible documents and information. Servicers must store borrower information in a way that allows it to be easily accessible. Okay. So we got those out of the way. Those generally pertain to those borrowers that are current, but that doesn't always happen. You could be a struggling borrower and still have some of those issues, okay? Like, you could still be paying your insurance, but yet they're not recognizing it, okay? So now we're going to live in the strong protections for struggling borrowers section, okay? So there are 5 rules, and this is what the deal is. Borrowers shouldn't have to worry about mortgage servicers cutting corners or losing applications for relief. Doesn't that sound like it's Teresa's issue, right? Okay, they shouldn't be that surprised by the start of a foreclosure proceeding until they've had time to explore all available options. So the number one violation is restricted dual tracking. This is very gray, okay? This is what the law states. Under the CFPB's new rules, dual tracking, described as when the servicer moves forward with foreclosure while simultaneously working with the borrower to avoid foreclosure, is restricted. Okay, meaning if you're submitting a request for mortgage assistance and they're asking for additional paperwork, there should be no sale date. There should be no moving forward with foreclosure. Servicers cannot start a foreclosure proceeding if a borrower has already submitted a complete application for a loan modification or other alternative to foreclosure, and that application is still pending review. So here's where the problem lies. You're submitting an application. You're sending all the requested documentation. They lose it. They re-request information. So in my opinion and my understanding of the law is you've already sent in a complete application. It's on their end, okay? So number two, notification of foreclosure alternatives. Servicers must let borrowers know about their loss mitigation options. To retain their home after borrowers have missed 2 consecutive payments, they must provide them with a written notice that includes examples of options that might be available to them. Direct and ongoing access to servicing personnel. This is a biggie. I hear a lot of complaints about this, and I experience this myself. Servicers must have policies and procedures in place to provide delinquent borrowers with direct, easy, ongoing access to employees responsible for helping them. These personnel are responsible for alerting borrowers to any missing information on their application, telling borrowers about the status of any loss mitigation applications, and making sure documents get to the right servicing personnel. Now, remember, Teresa said she hasn't received any missing letters, so where's the problem? Four, fair review process. The servicer must consider all foreclosure alternatives available from the mortgage owners or investors. And servicers can no longer steer borrowers to those options that are most financially favorable for the servicer. Okay? Last but not least, no foreclosure sale until all other alternatives considered. Period. Servicers must consider and respond to a borrower's application for a loan modification if it arrives at least 37 days before a scheduled foreclosure sale. Okay? So there are also different laws in different states that make things different. So if we were Teresa, knowing all of this education now, knowing all of these consumer rights, what would we do? Okay? So I would write a qualified written request, so a written notice. I would title it a qualified written request. You can type in qualified written request at consumerfinance.gov, and they'll give you a sample letter and tell you how to write it. I'd send that to SLS, outlining the fact that you sent all the documents, you've never received a missing letter. I would request a missing letter, when it was sent, how it was sent, so on and so forth, who's responsible, and explain the situation and ask for the cancellation of foreclosure or the stay of foreclosure. Number two, I would take that qualified written request, I would submit it to both the FTC at FTC.gov and the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov. Then I would send it to the U.S. Department of the Treasury, their Homeownership Preservation Office, and I would also notify Making Home Affordable, Home Affordable Modification Program Escalations Team. To me, that's a well-rounded attack or defense against a dual-tracking false foreclosure. Okay? So, before I let you go, because I think that's sound advice, by the way, when you submit a complaint to the CFPB, they're required to answer that within 15 days. They also, SLS or any mortgage servicer or debt collector, cannot foreclose on you until they answer your qualified written request, which is why I always say send a qualified written request to the borrower, or excuse me, to the lender or mortgage servicer. Now, really quick, what else does the CFPB cover? Because it's important. You might be having an issue with your mortgage, but you might also have other issues as well. Say you've taken out a payday loan, say to cover your mortgage payments and you could no longer do that. Say you have an auto loan that's got some issues. Say you've got other financial services, credit cards, whatever, that are becoming issues. You can file complaints at the CFPB at consumerfinance.gov against pretty much any financial service company to include mortgage loans, credit cards, auto loans, payday loans, trying to think what else falls under there. I think we already said credit card, pretty much any other financial service, student loans, so on and so forth. So it's a wonderful place to not only get educated, but when you get to consumerfinance.gov, they put their submit a complaint button to the top right in green, really easy to see. So folks, I guess what we're trying to convey here today is that you have rights. We've provided you with enough rights at this point to combat issues like Teresa's having. It's just a matter of knowing your rights and asserting your rights. So again, I can't convince you or persuade you enough to know your rights and assert your rights. I can't persuade you enough to visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Click on our Twitter or Facebook or contact me directly. My signature's at the bottom of every show. Contact us through the show page. Contact us through our website. But don't suffer in silence. Don't let that gray cloud of mortgage and foreclosure encapsulate your life. It's not worth it. You have options. You just have to know your rights in order to assert them. So thank you so much for letting us come to you. Tomorrow is going to be our last show of the week because it's Friday. On Fridays, we do File Friday, so we're going to talk about a file in our office. We're always excited to do that. And we're going to give you some great tips like we always do. So folks, thank you so much for listening. Whether you listen live or later, we appreciate it. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Know your rights and assert your rights. Keep that hope and optimism within because you do have rights and we are happy to provide you with a pathway for success, but you have to keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. So folks, know your rights. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. We're so blessed that we have the opportunity to come to you every weekday. Thank you so much for your support. Have a wonderful today and every day. This is The Daily Complaint.